Title: Ride Groove Warp Blueprint for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle timing engine, because an old school jungle and rag-leaning drum and bass rides and shuffles aren't just bright decoration, they're the pocket. The ride is basically the invisible DJ that tells your whole track when to lean forward, when to sit back, and how to roll. And when that roll is right, your kick and sub feel bigger even before you do any loud processing. Today you're making a reusable blueprint in Ableton Live 12, a ride clip that defines the swing, a groove extracted from that ride, and a clean way to make breaks and bass follow it without wrecking transients or smearing low end, intermediate level, all stock tools. Before we touch anything, quick mindset: we're not trying to make things sloppy, we're trying to make them speak. Tight anchors, expressive in betweens. Step 0. Set up the project for jungle timing. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. I'm going to sit you at 172. Set global quantization to 1/16th note. That just keeps your edits snapping in a way that matches this style. Now create a few tracks. You want a ride track, either audio or MIDI. A break track for your amen or classic break. Optional kick and snare reinforcement in a drum rack. A sub-instrument track, operator or wavetable. Optional bass mid layer for a reese or grit. Then group your drums into a drums group and your bass into a bass group. This is one of those producer habits that pays off immediately. Get low end organized from bar 1. When you're deep in swing and micro timing, you don't want to be hunting for where your sub is routed. Step 1. Pick a ride with the right attitude. You want a ride that has a clear stick transient, not a super washy modern cymbal. Think 909 ride, 808 ride, a ride ripped from a break, or even a roots reggae style one shot with a bit of dirt. That dirt actually helps it feel like 90s tape era jungle. If you're using an audio ride loop, drag it onto the ride audio track. Open the clip, turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. This is important, because beats mode treats it like percussion and keeps things tight. Set transient loop mode to forward, and set preserve to 1/16th. If it gets too chattery or it starts glitching, go to 1/8th. If you're using MIDI, load a drum rack on a ride MIDI track, drop your ride sample onto a pad, and program one bar of 16 THS. Then make it human, remove a few hits. A classic move is dropping a hit just before beat 3 sometimes, so the groove breathes instead of machine gunning. Then vary velocity, roughly 70 to 110. Accents on offbeats. Your goal is a ride that feels like it's leaning forward, not robotic. And here's a teacher tip: if you can nod your head to just the ride, you're already halfway done with the entire track. Step 2. Build the ride groove warp. This is the core. We're going to shape timing inside the ride clip and then turn that feel into a groove you can apply everywhere. Open the ride clip and zoom in. You'll see the transients, those little spikes. Now, don't warp every single hit. That's the fastest way to kill the engine. Think in anchor points plus conversation hits. Anchor points are the ones that don't move. Usually your quarter notes, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. Keep those stable so your whole track doesn't drift. The conversation hits are the in-between 16 THS that create roll and attitude. Those are the ones you push or pull. Add warp markers only on key transients. Start minimal. Now do a subtle push-pull. Push means slightly early, maybe -5 to -12 milliseconds on some offbeat 16 THS. Pull means slightly late, +5 to +15 milliseconds on some ghosty in-between hits. A good place to experiment is those in-between ticks, like the little 16th positions around 1.2.3, 1.2.4, 1.4.2, 1.4.4. But keep your downbeats stable. If the downbeat starts sliding, your kick and sub will feel confused. You're aiming for shuffling propulsion, not drunken timing. Once the ride feels good, we'd extract the groove. Right-click the ride clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool in the browser. You'll see the extracted groove, named after your clip. Start with settings like this: timing around 55%, velocity around 15%, random around 4%. And make sure bass is 1/16th. Bass matters because we're in jungle land. 1/16th is the grid our hats and rides live on. And a big workflow note: don't hit commit yet unless you're absolutely sure. Commit makes it permanent. We're going to stay flexible while we build. Now we're going to do something that's super powerful. Use two grooves, not one. Duplicate that ride clip. Make a slightly more exaggerated version, maybe a touch more push-pull, or just increase timing and random in the groove pool. Label one groove main ride groove and the other hype groove. Main could be timing 50 to 60 with low random. Hype could be timing 65 to 75 with slightly more random, maybe a bit more velocity influence. This gives you energy control later without rewriting patterns. Step 3. Apply the ride groove to the break without wrecking transients. Drop your Amen or another classic break onto the break audio track. Warp it cleanly first. Again, warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16th or 1/8th. If you hear the snare getting papery or smeared, 1/8th usually protects the bigger hits better. Now apply your extracted ride groove to the break clip using the groove dropdown in the clip view. Start with groove amount around 20 to 35%. If you crank it and your snare starts flaming, back it off. Jungle snares are sacred. Here's a clean trick when you want more swing but you refuse to sacrifice punch. Split the break by frequency. Duplicate the break. On one copy, high pass around 200 to 300 Hz and call it break TOP. On the other copy, low pass around 200 to 300 Hz and call it break LOW. Apply the ride groove more aggressively to the top, like 30 to 45%. Apply much less to the low, like 0 to 15%. Then group them. You get shuffle up top, steady weight down low. It's one of the most reliable sounds big moves in this style. Step 4. Lock the low end to the groove, but keep it solid. This is where a lot of people mess up. If you groove your sub too hard, it feels late. Late sub doesn't feel heavy, it feels hesitant. So we're going subtle. On the sub track, load operator. Oscillator is set to sine. Set the envelope with a short attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then shape decay and sustain depending on whether you want plucks or held notes. Write a classic jungle pattern, one or two notes, lots of rhythm. Put a root note on 1.1.1, then short repeats around spots like 1.2.3, 1.3.1, 1.4.3. Use 1/16 note lengths to get that skanky movement. Now apply your ride groove to the sub MIDI clip, but keep groove amount around 10 to 25%. Timing influence stays low. We want the sub to feel like it's participating, not stumbling. If after grooving you feel like the whole low end is a hair behind, you've got a pro tool, track delay. Try nudging the sub track earlier by -5 to -15 milliseconds. Or, if the ride is way too pushy, nudge the ride later by +5 milliseconds. These are tiny numbers, but in fast music they're massive. Now add sidechain to keep the sub clean. Put compressor on the sub, enable sidechain and feed it from the kick, or from a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 milliseconds. Release around 90 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you're getting 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. This is the concept. The ride groove creates the feeling of motion. The sidechain creates the separation so that motion feels loud, not messy. And here's a quick low-end timing check. Temporarily put utility on the master and set it to mono. Turn your monitoring down. If the sub starts feeling like it's waiting, reduce groove on the sub or nudge it earlier. If it feels steady in mono at low volume, it's going to translate on systems. Step 5. Ride presence without harshness, ragga friendly. On the ride track, start with EQ8. High pass at 200 to 400 Hz. The ride doesn't need low mids. Then if it's piercing, dip around 6 to 9 kHz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. Then add saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. And trim output so you're not just getting louder. This is the tape edge trick. You get attitude and density without needing to boost the painful top end. Optional. Auto filter for movement. A high pass or band pass with a touch of resonance, then automate cutoff over 8 bars. It makes the ride feel performed, which is a big part of old school energy. If you want width, do it safely. Keep the ride mostly mono in the direct signal. Then send it to a reverb return. On that return, high pass the reverb around 600 to 1K, keep it short and dark, then widen the return with utility width around 140 to 170%. Bass without phase collapse. Step 6. Glue the drums to the ride without killing punch. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Then drum bus, but subtle. Dry 2 to 6. Crunch low. Boom very careful. Boom can instantly turn into mud and kill kick sub separation. Use it only if it genuinely enhances. Then utility to keep things mostly centered. Width 80 to 100%. Old school weight lives in the middle. And another classic heaviness illusion. Microlate snare. Try putting the snare track slightly behind, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Keep the ride at 0 or even slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 5 milliseconds. That timing contrast creates pull. Hats urge forward, snare lays back, and the whole thing feels bigger without changing tempo. Step 7. Arrangement moves for classic jungle ride drop energy. Here are proven moves. In the intro, about 16 bars, run filtered break and only occasional ride shots, not the full ride pattern yet. Then at the drop, bring the full ride groove in with the bass. That's the moment the engine turns on. Every 8 bars, mute the ride for 1 bar so the brake breathes, then slam it back in. For extra finesse, don't hard cut it. Drop the ride volume quickly, but leave the reverb send up for that bar. The top disappears, but the space remains. It's such an old-school trick. For fills, automate ride velocity down for the last 2 beats before a snare fill, then snap it back up, or duplicate the ride clip and replace the last 2 beats with fewer hits and 1 accent. Keep the same groove template so it still lives in your timing world. And remember those 2 grooves? This is where they shine. Use the main groove in the steady sections. Twitch to the hype groove for more frantic 8 bars, then drop back to main so the track feels like it locks again. Common mistakes to avoid: quick and clear.